With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Donald Trump Jr. is scheduled to campaign in Montana for Republican U.S. House candidate Greg Gianforte. President Donald Trump's oldest son is scheduled to make campaign stops April 21st in Kalispell, Hamilton, and Billings, and April 22nd in Bozeman. Gianforte, Democrat Rob Quist, and Libertarian Mark Wicks are seeking to replace Ryan Zinke, who resigned Montana's only congressional seat, to become U.S. Interior Secretary. Absentee ballots will be mailed out April 28th. The final day of voting is Thursday, May 25th. On Saturday, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders said he's willing to come to Montana to campaign on behalf of Democratic candidate Rob Quist. No details of that visit have been announced, but yesterday, Quist told supporters, quote, "There's going to be a big announcement about someone coming out here to help me campaign in the next few days." Federal investigators said today they found credible evidence that male supervisors and staff in the maintenance division at Yellowstone National Park created a work environment that included unwelcome and inappropriate comments and actions towards women. Yellowstone National Park spokesperson Morgan Worthen.
The National Park Service and Yellowstone National Park, we acknowledge these findings that were brought forth by the Office of Inspector General. And we appreciate the information that was gained through the comprehensive investigation.
The Interior Department's Inspector General concluded that the division supervisor should have known about and addressed some of the alleged misconduct. The investigation began last September after the Yellowstone Pioneer magazine reported that a park employee had complained that a pervasive, quote, men's club environment at Yellowstone had encouraged the exploitation and abuse of female workers. Park officials say they were unaware of sexual harassment allegations until just informed about them by the Pioneer. At about the same time, a congressional hearing revealed allegations of sexual harassment, bullying, and other misconduct at other national parks, including Yosemite and the Grand Canyon. The report on Yellowstone said that between 2010 and 2016, six women who had previously worked in the maintenance unit had been subjected to derogatory comments or actions that made them feel uncomfortable. Montana legislators are moving to clear a slate of bills from its waning schedule before their scheduled adjournment April 29th. Today, the House advanced a measure to outlaw abortion on so-called pain-capable fetuses and move forward with finalizing rules on medical marijuana. Meanwhile, the Senate advanced a bill that would define a fertilized embryo as a person, but the measure would need the approval of at least 42 of 50 senators to be sent to the governor's desk. The chamber also reaffirmed its support for allowing lawmakers to carry concealed firearms in the Capitol. Some legislators hope to gavel the current session to a close as early as the end of next week, but they still have pressing issues to handle, including a possible vote on an infrastructure package and the state budget. I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has halted a proposal to transfer the National Bison Range into tribal control. In an email to the Missoulian, Secretary Zinke says he is committed to not selling or transferring public lands, but hopes the tribes will, quote, play a pivotal role in our discussions about the best path forward, end quote. The move reverses a 2016 proposal by the Obama administration to ask Congress to hand management of the wildlife sanctuary to the Bureau of Indian Affairs. The BIA would then transfer local control to the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes. In a press release, Tribal Chairman Vernon Finley says, quote, our stewardship interests there remain, and I look forward to continued discussions with Secretary Zinke and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service regarding tribal management, end quote. The Montana Supreme Court has cleared Hill and Blaine County officials of discrimination in the slow, painful death of a teenager suffering from alcohol withdrawal while in jail for more than 4 days. The court concluded 18-year-old Alan Longsoldier Jr. suffered horrendously, but not as a result of discrimination against a disability, alcoholism. The basketball standout was arrested in November 2009 after his probation officer couldn't contact him. Over the next 3 days in jail, he didn't sleep and began hallucinating, dry heaving, and pleading for help. His jailers took him to Northern Montana Hospital, where he was given a prescription that officers did not fill. His condition worsened, and he died of delirium tremens, or the DTs. Longsoldier's friend, Summer Stricker, alleged in a Montana Human Rights Bureau complaint that his prescription was not filled because of discrimination. Montana State Representative Jeff Essman says he will run for mayor of Billings. The GOP party chair says his time in the legislature is, quote, pretty much over, and he wants to pursue things of interest to his community. The 64-year-old businessman has represented Montana's largest city in the state legislature since 2005. He was president of the state Senate before moving over to the House. Essman joins Billings architect Randy Hafer in the race to succeed Mayor Tom Hanel, who is term limited. The primary election is September 12th, with the general election set for November 7th. I'm Nate Hedgie, Montana Public Radio.